Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey, now that you saw the special teams plays that got the team going, all of the great offensive and defensive plays that happened in the big win against Miami. Tight game right here, and they're in the offensive set as Miami.
Right, so this is, as they've been earlier in the game, I thought our run defense was certainly a lot better than it was down there in Miami, where they gained 200 yards against us. Nice job here on the outside run. That's Hightower running through, shooting the gap there, setting up a third and long situation. Those negative plays in the running game are really kind of like sacks, because they waste the down, they lose yardage, and create long yardage situations. So it's really you can see how explosive Donta is going through the gap there and making the tackle.
Boy, it looks like he had that read too, because he kind of got that first little shuffle. So that's read and recognition of formation, motion, and all that.
Right. Similar thing here too. Again, big focus for us in this game was the running game. Here's the outside zone play. We have a good, pretty good edge down here at the bottom, and then that allows Jamie to shoot the gap on the backside, similar to what Hightower did the play before, and turn this running game into a minus 3 or 4 yard gain. So. Good run defense really helped us in this game and created some long yardage situations. Not only did we stop them a few times, but we actually got them for negative yards. So, again, here's the same play in the end zone. This is James on Ayers. We're in good position there. Hightower stepping up here on Smith. And then this is, Jamie beating Thomas on the backside on the cutoff block. Run him down, making a play in the backfield.
Boy, that's a tough one right there, too, because it almost looks like you got him walled off and he gets through there. And you've done that pressure, too, all year long, where you walk Hightower and, Collins up in that A-gap, but there you got him backed off. So now.
Yeah, and then the lineman a little bit late pulling off, getting to him, and then it's trouble. This is a big play. It started the second half for us. Play action here. Tom faking it up inside, and, it does enough to hold the linebackers. Wheeler and... There's Rob in the seam, so it's, very, very well.
He's not even touched at the line of scrimmage, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just enough of a fake to hold those guys. And then that creates, that big space back there in the defense. That's Trusnik kind of trying to run with Gronkowski down the seam, but just can't handle him. And that was a big play to start the second half.
That's kind of what sparked you there, yeah.
Absolutely. It was well executed, put us in good position. And a little bit later on in the third quarter, similar, type of setup, except changing the formation. So, we have
the who man in motion.
Yeah. So this, it is. Yeah. Coming over this side, so we end up in a 2x2 set here. The bell runs a little out and up, and Gronkowski's in the seam. Really, the key on this play, as Scott, better than I, is the quarterback coming back and looking over here to his right, holding the safety, because this free safety right here really belongs to the quarterback. And if Tom were to throw the ball right to Rob, then that safety, would come over there and make the play. But, Tom's able to freeze him long enough and then make the throw, for a big 25, 27-yard touchdown.
It's a nice target. Spike looks good, too.
Been working on that.
Good.
So here's the same play from the end zone. Again, haven't gone through the pattern and all that. I think, again, the key thing to focus on is Tom. How good he does in terms of controlling Jones, the free safety. Looks to the defensive left. There's nothing right now that would take the safety back this way. And then, Brady quickly snaps around, fires it.
Yep.
Yeah, with a guy on him. And Jones just can't close the space and cut it off. So, again, well-executed play, good throw, and an excellent job of controlling the free safety.
So, again, it's good to see your team get excited after big plays. All right, now all of a sudden... Here you are, and the game becomes, flipped, and it's one-dimensional.
Right, and, I just thought our defense did a good job of finishing the game, not letting them in the end zone. We had a couple red area stops down here. This is a big play by Chandler coming around the edge. And with these linebackers walking up, that has a tendency to kind of hold the interior part of the protection, the centers and the guards in there a little bit longer because of the times that they shot through, as we saw a little bit earlier on a couple of these plays. And so here... there's really no help for James on the edge. Chandler does a nice job of, slapping that outside arm, turning the shoulder, and there's the sack. Coverage-wise, three-man rush, so We have an extra player in coverage. That's Ninkovich, but everybody's kind of packed in there pretty tight. There isn't a lot of space in the pattern, and Tannehill doesn't have enough time to get to his outlet receiver. So not only is it a sack by Chandler, but a strip sack. He knocks the ball off, and that was a big loss for him.
It's good having him back, too, number 95. I know
sure
you kicked
is.
Him downside a little bit, too, on Sunday.
Right, sure is. Yeah, getting Jones back, getting Siliga back in the San Diego game. Those guys certainly helped us. Here's the same play from the end zone. See, Chandler's, long, gets the edge. And, it's tough for those tackles, too, when they haven't seen him play for a couple months. And, a guy like that shows up. It's just but great job of knocking the ball off him and, causing a big play there.
Lots of plays. Fun to break these down. You got another big one against the Jets this weekend. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for joining us. There's your plays of the week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.